Americans who have been fully vaccinated against the coronavirus are still a somewhat exclusive group, which means a lot of couples and families are now divided into haves and have-nots. From member station WBUR in Boston, Martha Biebinger reports on how that's playing out.
Emergency room doctor Jay Scher remembers a flood of relief, gratitude, and hope that the needle going into his arm would be a turning point.
I teared up and cried after I got vaccinated the first time.
Do you cry often?
No.
Lorraine Bocconi is Scher's wife.
Jay getting vaccinated for me was the relief that my partner would live. I mean, because we weren't sure in the beginning. And for sure, that is a weight off of our shoulder.
But Bocconi won't be eligible for the vaccine for several months. She has asthma. Scher says his vaccination is no guarantee he will not infect her.
We know it prevents people from getting very sick and dying, and that's fabulous. We don't yet have evidence on how well it prevents infection or transmission.
So until his wife gets the vaccine, Bocconi and Scher will continue wearing masks in their own home and sleeping in separate bedrooms. It's been almost a year.
Part of me feels like I've been through all of this. I've been vaccinated. I should be able to let my guard down. But I could transmit it to my wife, and I don't want to do that.
Scher's two teenagers are not allowed to hang out with friends indoors. But Bocconi says they want more freedom now the dad is vaccinated.
It was Groundhog Day. You have to answer the teenagers again and again, like, can I do this? No, because nothing has changed.
It's not just long-term couples and families who are trying to navigate this semi-vaccinated shared life. Ali Sitaro and Rachel Heeman started dating in October. Here's Sitaro.
I had been having dreams about, like, and then we're going to go in for the kiss. And then I would, like, wake up and sit up straight and be like, COVID.
Sitaro had a nasty case of COVID last March and has some immunity. But Heeman, who has diabetes, worried about what might come with that kiss. Then Heeman, who works on a coronavirus vaccine trial, got the shots. Sitaro says dates started to feel a little more normal.
Like to be able to kiss without being like, I'm gonna kill Rachel.
Sitaro and Heeman imagine expanding their social bubble to include more of what they call vaccine-injected people, or VIPs. But Heeman says not right away.
Until we know more, this VIP list is dreaming of the future.
Right now, for many people, being vaccinated is largely a promise of future privileges. Becky Spare is a physician assistant in a hospital ER.
Getting the vaccine, being among the first people to get it, feels a little bit like being the first one of your friends to turn 21.
For some parents who've been vaccinated, there is a profound feeling of doing the right thing for their children.
Que debes sentir muy bien.
Me siento, sí, me siento muy bien.
Carolina Aguilar Restrepo translates a question for her mother. Margarita Restrepo was vaccinated at the hospital where she's on the cleaning and disinfection staff.
She feels really good about being vaccinated, and she feels 100% protected. And she feels like with that protection, she can also protect me, her daughter.
Perhaps not from infection, but Restrepo's vaccination virtually guarantees that her daughter will not suffer the pain of more than 460,000 families who've lost someone to COVID. For NPR News, I'm Martha Biebinger in Boston.